Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, there are food-related news headlines from all across the globe. Are even the prosperous Western countries experiencing food price inflation?
Yes, Steve. Before we go to the normal West, I want to just mention that I saw something from the Democratic Alliance of Bella Bella, South Africa. They said there the price of basic food is out of control. We're seeing many reports of food shortages, food insecurity, and food price inflation. As far as the United Kingdom goes, here's a headline from November 2nd, 2022. UK food inflation hits record high as discretionary income evaporates ahead of dark winter. Brits have watched double-digit inflation wipe out any wage gains they've had. Say annual grocery prices rose 14.7% last month, fastest since this one research firm began checking prices. And they're concerned that they're having socioeconomic turmoil in the UK because of this. And so how bad might it get in the UK and other Western lands? Well, the old Worldwide Church of God published something in 1973 regarding the ride of the third horseman of the apocalypse, known as the Black Horseman. So I'd like to read what they wrote on that. The Black Horseman's future ride will reduce the proud faces of white America, Europe, and the British Commonwealth into the blackened skin of starvation. And of course, the UK is not the only area in the world facing food price inflation. Saw this report related to Hungary. Surging food prices, in addition to soaring utility costs, are powering inflation in Hungary. Household energy prices rose 64%, while food costs advanced 40%, more than double the EU average. Prices of bread, cheese, and eggs have almost doubled in the past year, with the latter rising 92% from the same period in 2021.
So in some countries, inflation is taking the equivalent of 1 month's rent payment out of every monthly paycheck, while the price of some food items are almost doubling. Can it get any worse?
Well, certainly. Now, I mentioned South Africa, and Worldwide Church of God mentioned the Commonwealth. Well, South Africa is still a Commonwealth member. Here's a headline related to there. Food inflation, security, and the gathering storm. Starts off by saying, you know, economics is boring until things aren't working well. We've got a storm like a global financial crisis or other things that will cause this. And then economics says becomes very important. And they're concerned that the prices in South Africa keep going up and that people who produce the food aren't really getting the profit because they have their costs are going up. And so maybe they won't produce enough food. And if they don't have enough food, prices are going to go up even more. However, some, by the way, think that food price inflation is going to peak in 2023. So let me read a report about that. A new forecast by grocery insight provider IGD suggests that the rate of food price inflation will peak at 17 to 19% in early 2023, and then begin to slow in the next 12 months.
So IGD feels that the current situation is cyclical and the worst is behind us. Does everyone share this view?
No, absolutely not. Michael Snyder put something out based upon reports from the UN and other things and said the food crisis of 2023 is going to be far worse than most people would dare to imagine. And even if you go to what IGD said, understand when they're talking about the inflation rate not being as much, they don't mean prices are going to drop. They just mean instead of going up 10 or 15 or 20%, they'll go up 7 or 8%. Okay. So this lost month's wages for rent or whatever, or multiple months, depending on their inflation rate, that's not planning on going away. You know, the United Nations said to look forward on yet another year of record hunger, and then said, for example, Haiti's facing a humanitarian catastrophe. And it's not just there. You know, we've got droughts, floods, rising fertilizer costs, rising energy costs, governments printing up money, and various other government policies, Russia's special military operation into Ukraine. And these are all current factors that are affecting the price of food.
Well, it seems some say the worst is behind us, and some others say the worst is yet to come. What does God have to say?
Well, Jesus, Son of God, in both the 24th chapter of Matthew and the 6th chapter of the book of Revelation, list various events that are going to happen, including wars, famines, and pestilences. So I'm going to go to Matthew 24 and start with verse 6. Here's some words from Jesus. And you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, food shortages, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Famines and civil unrest are consistent with these sorrows, and we expect to see these going on, not just in 2022, but 2023 and worse and later. That said, we're getting close to the end of 6,000 years God's allowed humanity to rule themselves, and that will be followed by the soon coming 1,000-year reign of Jesus and the coming kingdom of God. We're to pray for that and for his kingdom to come, as Jesus said in Matthew 6:10. Now, as far as the ride of the third horse of the apocalypse, this results in scarcity, inflation, and famine. It talks about food, but it will be expensive. So let me read Revelation 6, starting in verse 5. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of barley of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. Do not harm the oil and the wine." Now, this is talking about working a full day's wage to get a quart of wheat or 3 quarts of barley. And so there'll be food, but it's going to be expensive. And some are going to die because they're not going to be able to afford it. And others will survive, but struggle. And things like wheat, barley, and cooking oils, by the way, have all been impacted by Russia's special military operation into Ukraine, as well as by droughts and rising fertilizer prices.
Okay. I wanted to ask you another question about that third seal in a minute. But first, I would like to know a little bit more if there are any other secular positions on food inflation.
Well, basically, the European Union says that they say they're going to have some issues next year. They say the largest threats come from the development on the gas markets and the risk of shortages, especially in the winter of 2023 and 2024. And they're concerned again about food price inflation. And as I mentioned, you know, we're getting closer to the end of the 6,000 years for humanity to rule itself apart from God. And that's going to end. And biblically, we know this means that Europe looks to have to go through one or more crises so it will reorganize, such as prophesied in Revelation chapter 17, 12 to 13. And that, by the way, will be 3.5 years before Jesus returns. So we're getting very close to that period of time.
So that 6,000 years brings me back to the third seal. Do you feel this present situation is indeed the opening of the third seal rather than just the start or completion of another cycle?
We are seeing signs consistent with what Jesus said. We don't know for certain that seal's been opened, but let's say we've seen signs suggesting it. And because of where we're at with the 6,000 years, it's logical to conclude it probably has been. But even if it has or hasn't been, it's going to get worse. Now, that being said, interestingly, Hungary is blaming the European Union's sanctions against Russia for a lot of this. He said that the sanctions were supposed to bring Russia to its knees. Instead, the outcome was the opposite. And because of this, the European Union's economy is suffering really bad. Now, we've in the past warned about sanctions. And now it's not just Hungary blaming Russia. Interestingly, many in the European Union actually blame the United States for their economic problems. Because back in September of 2022, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell warned that his rising of interest rates might cause a recession. And then in October of 2022, European leaders blamed the USA for pushing the world and the EU towards recession. And now the EU, by the way, says it's in recession. And it's, the EU is also blaming the United States for high energy costs. Because what happened is the United States talked to the European Union about Russia, said, hey, we should sanction Russia. Let's try not to buy oil, natural gas and stuff from Russia. And we, the United States, will help you, Europe, because we'll supply you with oil, natural gas, and whatever. And the Europeans, you know, they thought, okay, whatever, that sounds great. But now they're saying, wait a second, United States, in your country, your people spend less for natural gas and oil than we do in the European Union. This is helping you. And now you want us to give you more money. We'd rather give less like we did before we had all these sanctions. You guys should basically help us. You're intentionally hurting our economy. You're making our food prices go up. Yeah, yours are going up, but you're making it worse for us. You're supposed to be our ally. And between what you're doing on energy and raising interest rates, you're hurting us. And so they don't like that.
I can understand that. So the completion of the 6,000 years is at hand, and sanctions from Europe are helping pave the way for food scarcity. What does the Bible have to say about being physically prepared for the opening of the third seal?
Well, it doesn't mention the third seal preparation other than the fact it's warning you it's going to happen. The Bible also says that a prudent person sees what's going to happen and takes steps, but the fool does not. Furthermore, in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 6, and I want to start reading there, starting with verse 6, the Bible shows it's wise to take physical steps. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep? So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler and your need like an armed man. Well, so those who can afford it, at least for emergencies, should have a week or two worth of food and water, plus emergencies or supply cutoffs. Living here in earthquake country, they tell us to do this all the time. But, you know, God's statement about the ants is intended to tell us to take proper physical steps. We're not supposed to be lazy. You know, God is telling, look, ants work, and they also know that winter is coming. We are to work, and we know because the Bible tells us there are going to be food shortages, that we know that's going to be coming. And as we get closer to the end of the 6,000 years, we know it's getting closer and closer. We should at least take some physical preparations. But of course, we also need to take spiritual ones. You know, I want to go to the book of Luke, chapter 21, starting verse 34, to read some more words from Jesus. Jesus said, but take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, you're not just supposed to pray, oh, Jesus, protect me because I need to be protected. Just protect me because you love me. Well, Jesus loves everybody, okay? And for you to be counted worthy, he's telling you that there's something you need to be doing. And we're not talking about physical things here, but we're talking about getting your spiritual life in order. You know, don't be part of those who are not ready. Jesus' warning, got physical warnings in the book of Revelation, we got spiritual warnings as well. Don't be part of those who will not be ready.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, written articles, and videos, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.